Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. For today, it is Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. I'm John, and we get things started on this chilly Wednesday morning with your Commission Commuter Update. This sent in by Andrew LaPointe. He begins with information on the MBTA bus lines. There's a stop move notification. The stop at Temple Place at Washington Street is being relocated starting 7 in the evening, yesterday, Tuesday, April 7th, continuing through Thursday, April 9th. That is for construction. Riders can use an alternative stop at 33 West Street. That affects SL5 on the bus lines. CT2 has been permanently discontinued on the MBTA bus lines. The CT2 stop will be combined with the existing Route 85 for a new Route 85 line with service between Ruggles and Assembly. All CT2 stops are being served by this new bus Route 85. The stop at the south corner of Washington Street at Balenikas Boulevard is no longer serving Route 8 inbound towards Kenmore. Use the stop located at the north corner of the intersection near the bike path. Affected stops include Washington Street at Balenikas Boulevard on bus Route 8. And a stop closure, Boylston Street at Dartmouth Street. The bus stop is temporarily closed Thursday, April 9th through Friday, April 24th due to Boston Marathon activities in Copley Square. The stop at Geneva Ave at Dakota Street outbound has permanently closed. Riders can use the stop at Geneva Ave at Westville Street or Geneva Ave at Townwanda Street, affecting bus routes 15, 17, and 19. The stop at the south corner of Washington Street at Balenikas Boulevard is no longer serving Route 47 outbound towards Central Square. Use the stop located at the north corner of the intersection near the bike path, and the affected outbound stop is Washington Street at Balenikas Boulevard. Bus Route 85 outbound is being detoured due to sewer construction, skipping Kilmerick Street at Petersborough Street and Kilmerick at Queensbury. The closest outbound stops with service are Boylston at Jersey and Queensbury at Jersey. The bus stop at Brookline Ave at Longwood has moved due to construction board at Brookline Ave at Deaconess Road, affecting bus routes 60 and 65. CT2 is being affected by that new bus Route 85 that I mentioned earlier, so be aware of that. All Route 87 trips are being extended to Arlington Center. The change provides more service in Arlington on weekday evenings. Route 225 stops at Quincy Ave at Charlesmont Ave, and Quincy Ave opposite Charlesmont Ave have moved approximately 300 feet east and have been renamed Quincy Ave at Burns Ave and Quincy Ave opposite Burns Ave. And all 350 trips, bus route 350 trips, rather, serve Burlington Mall Road between North Burlington and Alewife, and the Lynn Parking Garage, heads up on that, permanently closed, but still has sufficient parking capacity to accommodate daily demand. Looking at your commuter rail updates for this Wednesday, Franklin Train 704 from Forge Park 495 is operating 15 to 25 minutes behind schedule between Franklin and South Station due to a mechanical issue. The Greenbush Line, Train 1054 from Greenbush, is operating 10 to 20 minutes behind schedule between West Hingham and South Station. Weekends, April 11th through 12th, 18th through 19th, and 25th through 26th, Fall River, New Bedford line service will originate and terminate at Braintree, so passengers can hop the red line for service between Braintree and South Station. That also applies to the Greenbush line and the Kingston line, I believe, as well. And April 10th through 12th, 24th through 27th, Red Line and Green Line service replace Fitchburg Line service between North Station and Porter. And we look at the elevator and escalator alert list here, sent in by Andrew LaPointe. Airport escalator 407, paid mezzanine to Wonderland platform. Unavailable due to maintenance. Government Center escalator 445. Copley and West, as well as Blue Line platforms to street, unavailable due to maintenance. Lowell, elevator lobby to pedestrian bridge is unavailable through June for construction. Lynn, elevator 929, street parking to garage, is unavailable due to maintenance. Seven Hill, escalator 423, platform to paid lobby, unavailable due to maintenance. Wonderland, elevator 703, main lobby to garage, is unavailable April 13th through Friday, April 17th, due to maintenance. And finally, Wonderland, elevator 702, main lobby to garage, is unavailable through Friday, April 10th. So that's this Friday, and that is also due to maintenance. And with that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Wednesday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. Okay, we do have Verizon still on Highland Avenue. Okay, they're moved up a little bit further from by the high school all the way to across from Marlboro Road. Okay, so if you're using the T-bus and getting off in any one of those T-stops in that general area, then just know that you'll be running into Verizon's project there. Again, no problems with that, simply because safety officers will be on site to guide you around any obstacles. D&D Power will and Mira are still doing their thing, and I've been told that there's no end in sight right now, so just keep that in mind. The only reason I'll have to keep mentioning it, because in case just to remind a listener that this is still happening, in case you missed it, maybe the day or the day before, the week before. D&D Power's down at the Willows. They're still working through that area. Can't imagine why it's so intense, but they're still there. In Mira, that's kind of expected for them to be on Lafayette Street for a while, because that gas main replacement project is slow and tedious. And so just keep that in mind. Okay, that's Lafayette Street. Anywhere from Holly Street, Leet Street, all the way up to the Loring Avenue area, okay? Aspen Tree Service will be moving along throughout the city, and they have focused on a couple trees that may be needing to be replaced so they just don't topple over, I guess. So just make sure you, if you run into Aspen Tree Service's project, I wouldn't worry about it. Safety officers will guide you around any obstacles. The tree services are very well versed with people with disabilities, or anybody, actually, any pedestrian, in case you need to get around any of the tree limbs or anything. But they're good to getting that picked up pretty quickly and so on. But a safety officer will keep you away from any of that, protecting yourself, for any, getting tripping on anything or anything. So I wouldn't worry about that either. Daigle Electric is coming back again for maybe another round of working at the bypass road by Bridge Street. And that is right at the base of the Salem-Beverly Bridge. That should be okay. They are working mainly underground, but for some reason it does affect traffic a little bit, not by much. But it's well worth for you to know that this project is still going on. All right, so National Grid Gas will be working on Liberty Hill Avenue, okay? And their project is a little right alongside of the Green Lawn Cemetery, okay? So keep that in mind, and that's Liberty Hill Ave. That's in North Salem, right by Orne Street, and also Moody Square, across from School Street, in that general block there. Not too far from the Engine 2 Firehouse, okay? But no problem. Again, plenty of officers will be on site to keep you out of harm's way there. And the sign service, they were at the Washington Street yesterday, and I guess they're going to be downtown Salem, okay, downtown on Essex Street, in between where CVS resides and by the Peabody Essex Museum. So just keep that in mind. You shouldn't have any problem with that. Okay, so, but need to know that this activity is going on, like everything else. And that is it. If you do have any questions, give me a call, Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. And don't forget to leave a contact number if you need me to call you back. Take care, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the top headlines. On the front page of today's Boston Globe and Boston Herald, front page of today's Boston Globe, Wednesday, April 8th, 2026, Trump backs off OK's ceasefire. Had threatened whole civilization will die with strikes. Iran says it will allow passage through strait for 2 weeks. Hunger at new heights in Mass. Study finds 40% of households face food insecurity. Smaller IRS still pressured by Trump. Also, J.P. Morgan, just the latest to sign up for a spot on the skyline. And a touching farewell to a gentle presence at farm. Turning to the Boston Herald, war in Iran, ceasefire, Trump agrees to 2 week pause. Says bombs stop if strait opens. And parole parade, another killer set free. All of those stories and more come your way on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage begins this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast. It's chilly outside of our South Shore studios. And still to come, your lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, sunny, temperatures cooler, only in the mid-40s, overnight clear and cold. Temperatures in the upper 20s, warmer on Thursday, though sunny, temperatures in the mid-50s. The sun rose this morning at 6:13, setting at 7:18 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Wednesday morning. We start with the numbers game and the midday drawing, 0762. The evening drawing in the numbers game, 9385. The mass cash midday drawing, 1671327. Mass cash evening drawing, 14162025. Mega Millions, 5152233372. Powerball, 7243742575. Millionaire for Life, 29294157 3. And Megabucks, 9 17 18 24 25 38. And now we check in with Billy with the horoscope, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule.
Good morning. This is your horoscope reading for Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. Aries. A colleague could be in a very bad mood and therefore not the easiest person in the world to deal with. In fact, today he or she could resist working at all, and you might feel obligated to take up the slack. Only do it if the tasks are urgent. It's not fair to you to have to do someone else's job. Don't feel guilty if you leave it unfinished.
Taurus! Plans to go away on vacation or perhaps a business trip could be put on hold today. Events you might have been scheduled to attend could be temporarily postponed. This could leave you feeling somewhat at a loss because you plan to be away and now you don't know what to do with yourself in the meantime. Be your usual ingenious self and you'll find something. Go to it.
Gemini. This isn't a good day to visit the racetrack, Las Vegas, or any store that sells lottery tickets. Stay away from the stock market, too. Speculation of any kind now could be risky at best and disastrous at worst. Romance is also likely to be blocked today, since you are probably feeling a bit lethargic and not very sociable. Read a good book. That's the most productive thing you could do today.
Cancer!
You are likely to want to retreat into your bedroom and slam the door today. You won't feel like talking or socializing with anyone, not even those closest to you. Too much work could have you in a state of near exhaustion and almost total burnout, which means that getting some rest is probably the best thing you can do right now. Relax now and get yourself going again tomorrow.
Leo.
This might prove to be one of those days in which it's very hard to get anything related to work or communication off the ground. You could find excuses to stop working more often than usual, particularly if it involves calling people on the phone. Don't fight it. Take care of the most urgent tasks. The world won't come to an end if you put the rest off for a while.
Virgo.
You might have planned to make a particular purchase today, but a quick check of your financial situation could reveal that it would be better if you waited until your next payday. This could prove disappointing and frustrating, but look at it this way. You've waited this long for this item. It isn't urgent, so waiting a little longer certainly won't hurt. Do something else today.
Libra.
A lack of physical and mental energy as well as motivation could have you in a lethargic mood today. You won't feel like doing much of anything. You might get extremely irritated at the thought of having to work in any way. It might be a good idea to go to a movie in the evening, preferably a thriller or action movie. This will get your juices flowing again.
Scorpio.
Usually you enjoy talking with others, but today you won't even want to answer the phone. Your physical stamina and mental energy are low and you could feel out of sorts. It might help if you go for a walk sometime in the afternoon. You won't want to waste your evening lying around the house. Get the endorphins going and then go to a movie. You'll soon be your old self again.
Sagittarius.
A group of friends might want you to go out with them today, but you probably won't feel up to it. Your financial situation could also require a little belt tightening now, so you may not feel you can justify the expense. In any case, you aren't going to want to spend the evening alone. Invite a friend or love partner over to watch a movie with you.
Capricorn.
Today you could feel full of energy and eager to get out for some exercise, but other responsibilities might threaten to keep you from doing it. The resulting frustration could zap all of your energy and put you in a lethargic mood. Don't fall into this trap. Get the most urgent tasks done and then get the exercise you need. This way, you can recoup both your physical and mental energy.
Aquarius.
Your energy is probably pretty low today. You won't feel like socializing, nor will you feel like staying in and reading or watching TV. Chances are, you won't know what to do with yourself all day. Under these circumstances, the best thing to do is find a distraction. Go work out, read a thrilling book, go to a funny movie. Get your mind off your lethargy, and it could well disappear. And Pisces. Career and financial goals could seem completely stalled, and this could have you depressed, frustrated, and in something of a panic. Don't fall into this trap. This isn't a permanent condition. You could be back on track in a few days. In the meantime, be good to yourself. Go to your favorite restaurant, buy yourself a present, or spend the afternoon in a bookstore. If nothing else, you'll feel better. And on this day in history, in 1994, Russians attack Germans and drive to expel them from Crimea. On April 8, 1944, Russian forces led by Marshal Fyodor Tolbukhin attacked the German army in an attempt to win back Crimea in the southern Ukraine, occupied by the Axis power. The attack would result in the breaking of German defense lines in just 4 days, eventually sending the Germans retreating. Crimea was the territorial plaything of many great powers, from the Ottoman Turks to the Russia of Ivan III. It had declared its independence in 1918, but was occupied again by Germany in 1941. It was liberated by the Russians, only to find itself trapped with the Greater Soviet Union. It once again declared itself an independent republic in the 1990s. The Crimean Peninsula was annexed by the Russian Federation between February and March of 2014. And in this morning's science update, scientists found a protein that drives brain aging and how to stop it. Aging takes a serious toll on the hippocampus, the part of the brain that plays a central role in learning and memory. Scientists at UC San Francisco have now pinpointed a protein that appears to drive much of this decline. FTL1 emerges as a key driver of brain aging. To understand what changes with age, the researchers track shifts in genes and proteins in the hippocampus of mice over time. Among everything they examined, only one stood out as consistently different between young and old animals. That protein is called FTL1. Older mice showed higher levels of FTL1. At the same time, they had fewer connections between neurons in the hippocampus and performed worse on cognitive tests. How FTL1 alters brain function. When the team boosted FTL1 levels in young mice, the effects were striking. Their brains began to look and function more like those of older mice, and the behavior reflected this shift. Lab experiments revealed more detail. Nerve cells engineered to produce high amounts of FTL1 development simplified structures, forming short single extensions instead of the complex branching networks seen in healthy cells, reversing memory decline by lowering FTL1. The most surprising result came when researchers reduced FTL1 in older mice. The animals showed clear signs of recovery, connections between brain cells increased, and their performance on memory tests improved. It is truly a reversal of impairments, said Saul Videla, PhD Associate Director of the UCSF Bakar Aging Research Institute and senior author of the paper, which was published in Nature Aging. It's much more than merely delaying or preventing symptoms. Metabolism links points to new treatments. Further experiments showed that FTL1 also affects how brain cells use energy.
In older mice, higher levels of protein slowed cellular metabolism in the hippocampus. However, when researchers treated these cells with a compound that boosts metabolism, the negative effects were prevented. Hope for future brain aging therapies. Valletta believes these findings could pave the way for treatments that target FTL1 and counter its effects in the brain. We are seeing more opportunities to alleviate the worst consequences of old age, he said. It's a hopeful time to be working on the biology of aging.
And coming up on today's schedule, at 8 a.m., it's the Wall Street Journal. At 9 a.m., it's the Boston Globe. At 10 a.m., it's the Boston Herald. At 11 a.m., it's the Washington Post. At 12 o'clock noon, it's the New York Times. At 1 p.m., it's the Patriot Ledger. At 1:30 p.m., it's the Brockton Enterprise. At 2 p.m., it's the Taunton Daily Gazette. At 2:30 p.m., it's Attleboro Sun Chronicle. At 3 p.m., it's Metro West News. At 3:30 p.m., it's the Lynn Daily Item. At 4 p.m., it's Salem News. At 4:30 p.m., it's the Gloucester Daily Times. At 5 p.m., it's the Daily News of Newburyport. At 5:30 p.m., it's Providence Journal. At 6 p.m., it's National Interest. At 7 p.m., it's Sports Roundtable. At 8 p.m., it's AP News. At 9 p.m., it's the Book Hour. At 10 p.m., it's USA Today. At 11 p.m., it's Newsmax. At 12 o'clock midnight, it's the Late Night Book Hour. At 1 a.m., it's People's Magazine. At 2 a.m., it's Dirty Laundry. At 2:30 a.m., it's Consumer Reports. At 3 a.m., it's The Food Show. At 3:30 a.m., it's Yankee Magazine. At 4 a.m., it's BBC World News. At 5 a.m., it's Reuters. At 6 a.m., it's The Hill. At 7 a.m., it's The Senior Program. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 for your next AM update.